So evangelism feels harder today than ever before, and maybe you felt the same way, and maybe you felt this tension as well. Like, sharing your faith is outdated, it's offensive, or it can just be plain ineffective in today's culture. And here's the thing, many Christians actually agree with this. According to the research from Barna, 47% of millennial Christians actually believe that it is flat out wrong to share your faith because, quote unquote, everyone should find their own truth. But at the same time, the majority of those same Christians believe that sharing their faith is still important. So do you see the tension? Many believers know that evangelism matters, but we actually hesitate because we don't want to push people away, we don't want to damage relationships, and we don't want to come across as judgmental. So in today's episode, we are going to bust some myths, and I'm going to give you five biblical and research-backed reasons why evangelism is still right, even in a post-Christian culture. Welcome back to the Living Sent podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wester. And if you are brand new to the podcast, I want to let you know I drop a new episode on the first Wednesday of each month to help you live like an everyday missionary in every area of life, in your household, in your neighborhood, your workplace, and your city. And today we are talking about evangelism and five reasons why it is still right even in our changing post-Christian culture today. But before we jump in, I want to remind you to get today's show notes, and you are really going to want to get them because at the end of this episode, I'm going to introduce you to what I call the upside-down gospel. It is a fresh way to explain the good news in a world that's really just skeptical of religion. And so all you need to do to get this is to head over to my website at justinwester.com, navigate to the podcast tab, and you can download it there for free. Also, a big thank you to those who are continuing to rate and review this podcast. If you are finding this content valuable, it would mean the world to me if you would take just a second to leave a review and to share an episode with a friend. When you do that, you're not just sharing an episode, you are actually equipping others to live like missionaries as well. So a big thank you in advance. All right, let's dive in. Why is evangelism right even in a post-Christian culture? Here's the first reason. Evangelism is biblical. It's biblical. So let's start with the most important reason evangelism is right. Number one, it's biblical. You know, Jesus did not give us an option. He actually gave us a command. He said in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Some people argue that evangelism is a Western cultural idea, that, you know, somehow we shouldn't impose our beliefs on others. But evangelism isn't about forcing faith, it's about offering hope. And here's the reality. The gospel is for all cultures, all peoples, all languages, all nations. Even in the early church, evangelism wasn't comfortable. It was actually really risky. You know, the apostles didn't preach in places where Christianity was quote-unquote popular. They shared Jesus in hostile Roman and Jewish environments. And yet they kept on going. Why? Because people need Jesus. And guys, that has not changed. The first reason is because evangelism is biblical. Here's number two. Evangelism is effective. It is still effective even in a post-Christian culture. You know, some people will say evangelism just doesn't work anymore. But let me ask this. Does the research actually support that? Not at all. Okay, listen to this. 62% of non-Christians, they are open to talking about their faith if it's done relationally. And 1 in 3 Gen Z individuals say they would study the Bible if they were invited by a friend. And in other places, like in secular Europe, where faith seems to be fading, curiosity about spiritual things is actually rising. And so here's what this means. Evangelism still works, but it works best when it's done through relationships, not transactions. You know, Jesus modeled this perfectly. When you look at his life in the Gospels, particularly in John chapter 4, when he met the Samaritan woman at the well, he didn't start with theology. No. He started with a conversation. And guys, we can do the exact same. Here's number 3. Evangelism is loving, not judgmental. Evangelism is loving. It's not judgmental. Many people hesitate to evangelize because they don't want to seem pushy or judgmental. And I totally understand that. I totally get that. But here's what we oftentimes forget. Sharing the gospel is actually an act of love. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:14, he says, "For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all." You guys, the gospel isn't about winning an argument. It's about offering life and hope and love to people who are genuinely searching. And research proves this. When people engage in faith conversations with somebody they trust, they are far more receptive to the gospel. And that means the best evangelism isn't just talking, it's also listening, it's building trust, and it's pointing people to Jesus through a genuine, authentic relationship. Here's number 4. Evangelism is still needed because the world is still broken. Evangelism is still needed because the world is still broken. Let's be honest. Just take a look around. Watch the news for 3 seconds. Our world is actually hurting. Depression and anxiety are at an all-time high. Loneliness is a public health crisis. And yet, studies show that religious involvement leads to better mental and emotional health. Friends, people are searching for meaning. They're searching for identity. And they're searching for hope. But oftentimes, they're looking in all the wrong places. Jesus is still the answer. In Acts 17, Paul spoke to a crowd in Athens who were worshiping an unknown God, and he told them, "What you worship as unknown, I proclaim to you. I'm going to proclaim Jesus to you." And that's exactly what evangelism is today. People are longing for something real. They just don't know exactly what it is, and we get to point them to Jesus. Here's number 5. Evangelism is a privilege, not just a duty. Evangelism is actually a privilege, not just a duty. Many Christians see evangelism as a burden. It is something that we have to do. But when you reframe it, it's actually a privilege. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." I want you to think about this. We get to introduce people to the greatest person, the greatest news in the universe. And studies show that Christians who regularly share their faith, they feel more spiritually alive, they feel more bold, and they feel more fulfilled in their relationship with God. So instead of seeing evangelism as an obligation, we should see it as a great opportunity to be a part of God's rescue mission. So we've talked about why evangelism is still right, why it's biblical, it's effective, it's loving, it's needed, and it's even a privilege. But I know what you might be thinking right now. Okay, that's great, but how do I actually do this? How do I share my faith in a way that makes sense in today's culture? And that's where the upside-down gospel comes in. You know, most people that I've spoken with think about religion something like this. They say, it's all about trying to be good enough. It kind of is like climbing some sort of moral or spiritual ladder, hoping that if they do enough, God is going to accept them. But the gospel flips that entire idea upside down. Christianity isn't about us trying to reach God. It's about God coming down to us. And when you explain the gospel this way, people who have been resistant to faith often have an entirely new perspective. So if you've ever struggled to explain the gospel in a way that makes sense in a skeptical post-Christian culture, a way that feels natural and is easy to remember, and a way that moves beyond these churchy phrases and actually connects with people, then the upside-down gospel is for you. I put together a free, simple resource that walks you through this method step by step. It has some visuals and it's incredibly clear. You can grab it by heading over to my website. And trust me, once you see how the upside down gospel works, you'll never explain the gospel the same way again. All right, let's wrap this episode up. Evangelism is still right, not just in theory, but in reality. It is biblical because remember, Jesus didn't suggest it, he commanded it. It is effective. People are actually more open to spiritual conversations than we think. It is loving. Sharing the gospel isn't about winning arguments, it's about offering hope. It is needed. Our world is still searching for answers, and Jesus is still the only way, and it's a privilege. We don't have to share the gospel, we get to. But now it is your move. You just spent the last few minutes thinking about and listening to evangelism. And so what are you going to do with that? This week, I'm going to challenge you to do one thing. I want to challenge you to have a spiritual conversation with someone. You know, maybe it's a friend or a coworker or somebody in your neighborhood. Maybe it's as simple as asking a good question, something like, do you have any spiritual background or has faith ever played a role in your life? Maybe it's simply offering to pray with somebody and seeing where the conversation goes after that. Because here's the truth. God is already at work in people's lives all around us. Our job is not to force anything. It's just to simply join him in what he's already doing. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Living Sent podcast. As always, I like to sign off by saying you don't have to live sent. You get to. We'll see you next time.